Hey y'all, let's take a look today at Luke chapter 16 and the parable of the dishonest manager. Such an interesting parable and a pretty difficult parable to get a handle on. Verse 1. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought against him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be my manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do? Since my master is taking the management away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Really interesting parable, and it's somewhat difficult to figure out what's going on. Let's try to unpack a couple of things about this text. Keep in mind that we're still in the context of the interaction with the Pharisees. Remember the immediately prior parables, the three parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, were all pointedly told to the Pharisees. Well, Jesus is still there in that same scene. There's nothing that indicates that the scene changes. And he turns to his disciples and tells them another parable. I want to suggest that Jesus is still, the parable's for everybody. He's telling his disciples, but he's telling his disciples in the hearing of the Pharisees. In other words, it's still for the Pharisees. And also keep in mind that all through this central section where Jesus has his face set like flint to Jerusalem, he has been escalating things with the Pharisees and offending them and deliberately saying, "Listen, there's a crisis coming and you're going to have to make a decision." He's been indicting the Pharisees, saying that they have been negligent in their duties to the people of God. So I think that context is very important. There's some links in this parable to the prior parables, the parable of the prodigal. Both of them begin by saying a certain man or a certain rich man. Both of them use the word squander. The manager squandered his master's wealth. The son squandered his father's wealth. Both the prodigal and the unjust steward, the unjust manager, receive mercy. So there's another link. Finally, keep in mind the overall Lucan parallel or emphasis on table fellowship and how Jesus uses table fellowship to invite people to the table fellowship of the church and the table fellowship that is coming in the fulfillment of time. Jesus intends for the Pharisees to overhear what's going on. So he tells this story about this rich man who owns land. So a couple things about this. Number one, the rich man is a landowner. In other words, he owns a lot of land, and what he does is he rents the land out to farmers who farm it and then pay him a percentage of their produce as a form of rent. The manager's job then is he's the rent collector. He's the guy that goes around to all of the all of his boss's renters and gets their money. And these guys probably got a commission. In other words, they got a cut of the produce for doing the work of collection. And we should also just give a comment on the amounts here that are discussed. First of all, oil and wheat, these are the two main products of the land. 90 gallons of oil, that's quite a bit of oil, and wheat from about 100 acres of land. Keep in mind, back then, there weren't huge industrial farms, so 100 acres is probably what one person back then could farm, or maybe one family could farm. So when he finds out that he's been accused of mismanagement, that's what the parable focuses on. What does he do? Well, he goes around to all of the renters who owe his master, and he reduces what they owe. Now, there's several thoughts about what might be going on. He might be cutting out his commission. But I think the primary thing that's going on is that, first, he's in some ways ingratiating himself to those whose debts he's reducing. They're going to remember him. But, and here's the important thing, he's making his master look like a really generous guy, right? Think about a small farming community, and a guy who is owed rent by a bunch of farmers in the area reduces their rent. He's going to be popular. He's going to be seen as magnanimous and generous. And once it's known what's happened, once it's commonly heard, and once the manager has reduced their debts, he's probably not going to want to go back on it. He doesn't want to look bad in the community. He doesn't want to lose face and be seen rather as a harsh man. So likely, as a consequence of all this, he probably also won't want to fire the manager, because everybody will like the manager. They'll think, why are you doing this? We thought you were a generous guy. We thought you were kind. He was representing you well. So what's going on? This manager is being really shrewd and smart and using the remaining time he has in his position to secure himself for the future. Well, what is Jesus commending? I want to be clear. He calls him unjust. So he's not commending his immorality or his injustice. What he's commending is his shrewdness. And I like that translation. He is sharp. He knows how to work the situation to his best benefit, using the resources at his disposal to secure his own future. So he is commending the steward, not for unrighteousness, but for shrewdness, but for thinking about the future. And he says, make friends with earthly mammon, or make friends with earthly wealth, so that you can be received into heavenly dwellings. Remember in Luke, repeatedly, Jesus says, be rich toward God. Store up treasure in heaven. And how do you do those things? By giving to the poor, by helping the needy. So Jesus is doing the same thing here that he was there. He commends this guy for being really shrewd about planning for the future, for the ultimate future, not for just his retirement, but for the coming judgment. It's the same as Jesus' teaching about hospitality. Remember, Jesus said, don't invite people over that help you climb the social ladder. Invite people over that really don't help you at all, because that is what God uses with his resources, and that's what he's asking you to do with your resources. Use your money, your hospitality, to bless those who can't give back to you. So who is this for? Who's this parable for? I think it's important to note, first and foremost, it's for the Pharisees. They're the manager. They're the ones who have misused their position. They've been given a responsibility, and they've abused it. Later, Jesus will say that the Pharisees love money, and this is part of why they abuse it. And another form of their abuse is clear, that they have laid these heavy Old Testament legal burdens that really don't belong on the people, and they refuse to do anything to lift the burdens. They've put them in a legal bind or a legal debt, and they've done nothing to help them out of those. Jesus, is telling the Pharisees that there's a crisis coming, and their responsibility is going to be judged, and they've done a bad job. They've exploited the poor, and they've laid heavy legal, moral burdens on them that they can't fulfill, and they've done nothing to lighten those loads. So Jesus is commending the shrewdness of the manager for thinking about his future. And he's telling the Pharisees, you need to think about your future. You need to lighten the load that you've put on the people. You need to help out the poor instead of exploiting the poor as you have done, so that you will be received into eternal houses, right? Into the heavenly kingdom of God in Christ. And so ultimately, once again, this is a challenge from Jesus about how we use our relative wealth and our hospitality. In that sense, it's for us as well. As Americans, we're wealthy in many, many respects. And the question is what we do with our wealth. How do we dispose it? Do we use it to consume on ourselves, or do we use it to lighten the loads of others? And again, lightening the load can be both financial, but it can be lightening unnecessary guilt, right, that a lot of people have on them through various kinds of legalism. So may we be, as Jesus says, as wise as serpents or as shrewd as serpents, but as innocent as doves. May we know how to use the good things God has given us to lighten the load on people, to invite people to table fellowship in the kingdom of God, which is all joy. Amen.